Need a new furnace? Is your sink backed up? You know, if there's something broken in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Probably not Gen Z. Turns out fewer young people want careers in skilled trades, as electricians, construction workers, plumbers. The recruiting platform Handshake recently shared some data with NPR. It shows the rate of young people applying for technical jobs fell by almost half in the last 2 years. Here to explain some of this is Paul Iverson of the University of Iowa's Labor Center. He's a labor educator and runs the pre-apprenticeship program there. Paul, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
So despite this trend, you work with some Gen Z students at the University of Iowa Labor Center. They're in a skilled construction trade apprenticeship. When you ask them why they chose this, what do they tell you?
Well, we start out actively recruiting people. So we are, in many times, first introducing them to the concept that they could do a building trades career. Mm. And that's, I think, part of the problem with, you know, saying, well, Gen Z isn't applying as much. It's because, you know, there's been 40 years of high school counselors saying you have to go to college to be successful. And so they, a lot of people aren't aware of that jobs in the trades are good jobs and that you can have a good life and career, a family sustaining career. But then when they see that they can pursue another option, you know, for people that don't like sitting in lecture halls and taking notes and don't learn as well that way, are good working with their hands, like to be active, like to work outside, that there's an option for them, then they're just, you know, very excited that, and sometimes skeptical that such an option could really exist.
Yeah. And when you say you can make a good living in one of these careers, what does that mean as far as wages? I mean, can a young person look forward to a good or reasonable standard of living doing this kind of work?
So what you're looking at is, as an apprentice, you earn while you learn. So you're being paid while you are in the apprenticeship program. And then when you get out of the apprenticeship program, you have no student debt. And as a fully skilled journey worker, depending on the trade, you're going to be making $60,000 to $90,000 a year first year as a journey worker.
Hmm. We should note that many of these jobs, construction, carpentry, plumbing, are physically demanding and they carry some physical risk. How do you talk about that with young people, that there is some physical risk here?
Yeah, we actually spend a lot of time talking about the Occupational Safety and Health Act and the training that you will get in doing things safely. You know, people want to get to 60 years old and retire rather than having to retire at 48 because their body has given out on them.
Yeah.
So ergonomics mm-hmm. has become a very big emphasis of the trades. And so there's constantly developing new ways of doing things that make it less taxing on your body. But certainly it is, you know, I have to tell people, you have to be ready to be working, physically working.
Hmm. It is work that historically has been done mostly by men. How is recruiting going when you're talking to women, to underrepresented groups for whom this may be a lot of new information?
Yeah, and that's what a pre-apprenticeship program like ours is designed to do. So we emphasize women, people of color, youth age 16 to 24, people with disabilities, and veterans. We talk about what it's going to be like on the worksite and some of the things that you have to be prepared for, because there is, we're part of a culture change. And what I find with tradespeople that, you know, are in the field, that are, you know, more experienced, what they're really concerned about is getting the job done.
Yeah.
If you show that you can pull your weight, superficial differences go to the side pretty quickly. You know, you just have to show you're a good worker, and then you're going to be accepted on the job site.
Mm-hmm. And down the road, Paul Iverson, at least from the survey that NPR has reported on, if this trend continues and we don't have enough Gen Z persons interested in careers in the trades, what does it mean for these professions in 5, in 10, in 20 years?
One aspect of saying at this stage, well, Gen Z isn't as interested, you know, like the oldest Gen Z person is something like 26 or 27. It is often the case that someone enters a trade apprenticeship after they've tried something else and decided this isn't working for me, I want to change. So probably 27, 28 in that range to 30 is probably the average age when people start an apprenticeship. So in some ways, Gen Z hasn't aged to the point where a lot of people do make the change into the trade. So I think that there will be some of that, that Gen Z may try other things and decide, as other generations have, that no, really, a job in the trades will be a better fit for me. And so I don't think you can say, based on Gen Z today, that they'll never be interested in the trades. And then the other aspect is, you know, if you active recruitment is very important with Gen Z. But if you do it, you can find the people that you need. And there is going to be such a need over the next several years that programs will find a way to get it done. We will attract enough Gen Z people to do the work because we will have to.
Yeah. Paul Iverson is a labor educator with the University of Iowa's Labor Center. Paul, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.